Now we're going to look at the second reading, which is from the book of Revelation, and it's the opening lines of the section in the book of Revelation entitled, here in my New American Bible, The New Creation. Everything that God has done, see, He plans to fill with light forever. There's a new creation, but what it really is, in a way, is a renewed creation. And so we have this text now, which is quite beautiful. It begins with it's in chapter 21, and it's the first five verses. As the book of Revelation concludes, huh? I can't resist telling you about a very beautiful thing that happened. It was in the 1977. There was a great meeting out in the Kansas City Chiefs football stadium in Kansas City. Big ecumenical charismatic meeting. There was thousands of people there, maybe 50,000, 60. It was lots of people. And one of the speakers there, one of the preachers, was Bob Mumford. And he got up there, and I guess he got a little carried away. I don't know whether he thought he was going to do this or not, but he said, finally, he said, I don't know. How come we Christians, we're so sad all the time? You know, we're so worried and so sad. You pick up your Bible, and you look at the last page, Jesus wins. And he got the whole place. Everybody stood up and laughed and clapped, and then he finally got him settled down again, and he said, well, we just had a Holy Ghost breakdown. But I still, it was kind of unforgettable, really. You look at the last page, Jesus wins. And so we're looking at pretty close to the last page here now, you see, because we're looking at the book of Revelation. And it's chapter 21. So he's telling us where the universe is going. What are God's plans? And God's plans, you see, are so great, so wonderful, so generous, so forgiving. And so he begins, you see. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. The sea for the ancients was a terrifying thing. Most of them couldn't swim. Their boats were okay, you know, they could get from Jerusalem to Rome with them. But a lot of them got capsized by storms, you see. And I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. What a beautiful image, right? This is God. He wants to espouse the whole human race, make a city that's his bride, where he can pour out his love, his affection, his light forever. That's where we're going. You see, as somebody used to say, keep your eyes on the prize. You see, that's where we're going. God's plan is that. And so this second reading, chapter 21 in Revelation, is to fix our sights on where we're going. And so that's why it starts this way, you see. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, behold, God's dwelling is with, in our translation here, the human race, you see. It's behold, it is with men. And he's dwelling with him. And he will dwell with them. And it's the word in our text is the word for tent. He will tent with them. No more now a tent that has to travel with the people as they make their way toward the promised land. We're there. and the tent is glorious and radiant, and it doesn't move. It doesn't have to go anywhere. You see? He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. And what's the first thing that this inspired author wants to tell us? He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death or mourning or wailing or pain, for the old order is passed away. That's the resurrection. Jesus, in the act of love in which he died, sowed the seed in his own body of resurrection. And so the Father raised him from the dead, started this new order, and is to this order forever that we're called. That's why the church wants to take this time on this Sunday after Pentecost, after Easter, to think about the fruit, the result. It's heaven forever, radiant, glorious, with our bodies. That's where we're going. And so the text just says that, you see. And then the one who sat on the throne, that's the Father, said, "Behold, I make all things new." All things new. It's like, well, it's better than this, but to suppose, you know, you got an old car. You've got a 53 Oldsmobile. And, you know, it puts along and you get some places sometimes. And God comes along and touches it and says, from now on, this is a brand new, never get old car. But better, see, he's saying, this is a brand new, never get old existence. You're in my presence. You see me. I rejoice in you. I can show you my love now for all eternity. Remember how Therese said, you know, when I get to heaven, God is going to get off his throne and come and greet me and say, now it's my turn. Now, you suffered for me, you worked for me, you gave me your life to be transformed and poured out my merciful love. Now, for all eternity, it's my turn. I will look after you. I will delight you forever. And you will be glorious, body and soul, forever. That's what he's saying here, you see. I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is, I am the A and the Z. I'm everything. You see, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give a gift from the spring of life-giving water. Not just water, water that gives life. The victor, and that's everybody in heaven, is a victor. They have overcome sin and darkness, you see. And I will give a gift, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for cowards, the unfaithful, the depraved, the murderers, the unchaste, sorcerers, idol worships, and deceivers of every sort, their lot is in the burning pool of fire and sulfur, which is the second death. There are consequences to our actions. Aren't we blessed that we go to Mass, we hear the Word of God, it's broken up for us, makes more sense, we receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, all of which, you see, is to prepare us to be with God forever, where for all eternity he'll look at us and smile and say, now it's my turn. I love you. I want to be with you. I want you to be with me forever. You see, keep your eyes on the prize. And so then the text goes on. See, behold, I make all things new. That's the last line of the reading. But the selection continues, you see? And we'll take a few minutes to just complete it. You see, the Lord is telling us, start with what we learned in grammar school. Who made you? God made me. Remember we recited that? And why did he make you? God made me to know him, to love him, to serve him in this life, and to be happy with him forever in heaven. That's why God made me. When God allowed my mother and father to conceive me, he had in mind, I want to be with him and he with me for all eternity. In an unbelievable embrace of love. God's plan is not status quo. It's unbelievable joy, certitude, security forever. All the fruit of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has broken the bonds on bondage. And so it's over. And so that's the goal. And that's our text, you see. God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. Always be with them as their God. You see, this is what kept Therese going. Her desire for heaven. And the Lord had planted that in there, her, and she'd read a book about heaven. She knew, you see. I think the book she read was by Armin Jean. I forgot the title of it, but it's about, where are we going? We're going to heaven, my friend. As the fruit of the blood of Jesus Christ poured out for us, given to us in the sacrament, as our food for the journey, and one day being with God forever. Oh, we should yearn for that. Just ask the Holy Spirit to give you a yearning for the completion of God's plan in your life, which is heaven. Okay. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning or wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. The one on the throne, infinite majesty, uncontestable power. And he says, behold, I make all things new forever. Enter, come, be with me forever. You are the fruit of the blood of my son. Even when you sinned, he came and redeemed you so that we could be together forever. Amen. Hallelujah.